Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Download the free OddsTrader.com app. Compare betting odds from licensed sports books. Access injury reports, in-game action, and much more. Go to OddsTrader.com. Real-time bet tracking, live in-game odds and stats. Compare sports book sign-up bonuses. Thank you to Alexander. Great site, OddsTrader.com. The props were funny last night, and a lot of stuff we talked about got there. Wild day in Major League Baseball, too, with all the day games and the crazy comebacks of what happened. But the Panthers' first half, tough beat. That doesn't get there. The goal line stop from Houston, then they come down and run the hurry up, which actually worked the only time they did something on offense.
So what did you think of Mills during that drive?
I don't think he was given an opportunity. Oh, in the drive.
During that drive, yes.
I don't think he was given an opportunity to do anything because of Kelly. He's got the handcuffs and the training wheels on the guy.
Man.
He throws for 160 yards, so it goes well under the total. Darnold goes over again. Darnold was 24-1 at Bet Rivers to score the first touchdown. He at one spot, he was 100-1 to have two rushing touchdowns. They did nothing for about a quarter and a half after McCaffrey got hurt. Then they had the big drive, a couple nice drives late. And also, I was surprised. It was the right move, I guess, to go up two scores. But a little bit surprised Rule kicked the field goal on 4th-and-1, but they were stopped earlier in the same situation. But the defense, or lack thereof, the scheme by Houston, again, we have seen this 2 weeks in a row on the Thursday night games. Why are the safeties like 30 yards back where the whole field's wide open? And it was just...
Moore got whatever he wanted last night.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. The middle of the field's wide open. Moore had a huge game. He went over his prop in the first quarter. Cooks went over, no problem. And I don't know what was going to happen with McCaffrey, but he goes out with the hammy injury. Sacks easy over. You're a little bit concerned about Carolina's offensive line.
I was going into the game, and that was cemented.
Right.
Last night, watching the game unfold. So.
And then, of course, Culley with the decision to punt
well,
4th-and-4 from the Carolina 39 when he's losing in the second half.
Actually, yeah, two punts. That one, again, at the 39-yard line, 4th-and-4, you go for it there, pal, because you punted, and guess what happened playing the field position game? Right down the field, they scored a touchdown, but also before halftime. Like, do you understand anything with clock management, situational football, etc.? They have the ball... Clock is winding down, like 2:15 on the clock, right? Play clock is around 5 or 6 seconds. They actually snapped it, I think, 6 or 7 seconds, and they punted. So Carolina got the ball back with 2:08 left. Wind the clock all the way down to 1 second. You boom it then with the punt, and hopefully it runs out, and they don't have the two-minute warning to use. I mean, it's simple math like this. So Davis Mills went from David Shaw to this guy.
Yes.
It was a downgrade, probably.
Yeah,
from
it
head
was great.
Coach.
Oh, they're not. I love it. It was hilarious. I think it was in the second half. It's 3rd-and-16, and Houston runs a draw. Aikman, I like the call.
Yeah.
Boo! Crowd's livid. 1 for 9 on third down, 190 yards. Yeah. But they didn't give him much of a chance either.
I'll tell you what.
So conservative. But that is 40-6. Carolina's outscored their opponents in the first half on the season.
Well.
But now you lose Horn. I would expect McCaffrey out at least a couple games with the hammy. And it's at Dallas, Eagles, and the Vikings coming up. So that's unfortunate that now you get this. Well, they could still go 2-1 there, even without those guys. But it's going to be a tough assignment. That game at Dallas is it's going to be difficult. I mean, who knows? Maybe they have something here with Hubbard. He was awesome in Oklahoma State.
So a couple things. On the air, told you after the draft, I took a shot with Davis Mills, 300-1 to be the rookie of the year. Thinking, you know, Watson wasn't going to play quarterback for them. Tyrod Taylor has an injury history. Bizarre, kind of freaky stuff happens to him. And I don't know. I mean, I thought, again, for that one drive, very small sample size, he looked good, strong arm, accurate, all that stuff. But Culley, as the coach, you know, whatever. It's a long shot for a reason. Another takeaway is that if you're watching that and you see, you know, McCaffrey go out, well, the guy missed how much action last year? Pretty much the entire year. Only played, I think, in three or four games.
Yeah.
So if this thing lingers, Hubbard looks good. Right now, and I bet this last night, he is, if you shop around, because he's 40-1, I think, at some books, you can find Hubbard right now at 250-1 to be the offensive rookie of the year.
Again, okay.
Long shot.
All right.
But that's what I like doing.
All right, my friend. It's not a sexy card this week. The late games are awesome for the second week in a row. The early games, not so much. But the intrigue here in week three is it's teaser central. There are so many games that people are going to tease and so many games you can tease.
Yeah.
Plus all this... We're up to 7 quarterbacks that are banged up. Not saying they're all going to miss the game.
Right.
But there's seven quarterbacks dealing with something, and several of them are going to miss games. And now you can add Jackson to the list, which he's got the illness, and he's a little sore from the flip into the end zone. Okay, very good. But the marquee game, and certainly the Sunday night game, is awesome, too, on paper, although we know what's Green Bay's done, or lack thereof, going to California, the Bay Area. But can someone knock off the champs, and will this winning streak end with Tampa? For two things. They've won 10 in a row, and they've also scored 30. They're averaging 35 a game during the winning streak, and they obviously keep scoring 30, and Brady has that record. Can the Rams slow them down? I think the Rams' defense is a little bit overrated, but can, you said it earlier, I don't know, can the Rams put pressure on Brady? He was sacked three times against Atlanta. Well, Arians does not care, right? They're like, what happened there? Oh, Tom held the ball for too long and fumbled. That was the problem with that play.
He'll call anybody
else. He doesn't care, certainly. But you don't have Brown, and now can they get pressure on him? And then it comes back to, well, here's Stafford in a big game, which you know how that's usually going to go. You got one guy who's never won a playoff game against a guy who has 37 playoff wins and seven rings,
right,
or whatever it is. So rest assured, though, the Rams will throw it on Tampa.
Oh, they will.
Because you can throw on Tampa, and Goff did it last year in the road win, and they had no answer for Kupp in the 27-24 win.
Paulie, this is such a big scoreboard game for the Rams and people who backed this team all the way since that trade happened many months ago and had this team power rated as maybe the best team in the NFC, or they put future tickets on them to win the NFC or to win the Super Bowl. Here's your opportunity.
That's right.
Right?
Oh, how things could change. The outcome of this game, overreaction, it'll go crazy. If the Rams win this game, team to beat, watch out. Oh, we go. It's McVay and Stafford.
Best
watch
team
out
in
for
the NFL.
And if they lose, it's like, yeah, not that good. You didn't play well against the Colts. You needed a goal line stand and all this other business.
Sure.
And you played the Bears. Who cares?
And people who are very high on the Rams, they're going to run their mouths big time if that does happen. If they actually beat the champs and Stafford looks good. And, you know, for one day, the scoreboard is going to look really good. And this is, again, show it to us then, right? This is your opportunity. Prove it. Go out there, beat this team, and look good doing so.
Yeah, that's right. Here's your big opportunity. Sure.
I am concerned about a couple of things with the Buccaneers. Well, Antonio Brown has looked awesome so far this year. So the COVID stuff with him, but also maybe more importantly is the, you know, injury to Jason Pierre-Paul. And if he can't give it a go, he's out of this game.
And then who's on who? And then who's Ramsey on? And can he contain and shut that guy down? And then suddenly all these weapons, well, you don't have Brown. Maybe Ramsey shuts down the guy.
Mike Evans, for example.
Right. And then is it Gronk and Godwin?
Well, Gronk has, what, four touchdowns already on the season?
Looks great.
And, again, the stat about how they're running the ball. What does that mean?
So far,
inside the five-yard line this year, they've taken five snaps. All five have been passes. All five have resulted in touchdowns.
Right. That might be it for Jones, too, about playing time and with the silly fumble in the game against Dallas as well. What was that stat you had on Monday? The teams that look so good, or the teams that look so good week one, they were 1-5 ATS?
Yeah, correct. Yes.
That's the Raider angle here too, right? A little bit? I mean, Miami was atrocious at home. So you got a team, even with a backup quarterback, that lost 35-0 and had 200 yards of offense. Now you're on the road, yes, but you're taking on the Raiders, who are feeling good about themselves, and everyone's telling them, oh, playoff team, Carr. I mean, you just beat Baltimore and Pittsburgh now.
Yep.
Big road win. And now you come home and you're thinking, come on, it's Miami. But Miami's owned them. They've won 13 of the last 15, and they came here last year and beat them. But we know this was no home field advantage. The Raiders went 2-6 at home, and there was a lot of Ravens fans there in week one. I would think it was because you had to see Carr in the offense constantly telling the fans to keep quiet, keep it down, because there were so many Ravens fans. Although they don't see Miami fans making the trip. But this I like the under. This would concern me that this would be typical Raiders and Gruden that they stub their toe and get beat here.
Yeah. Okay, so let me ask you this. Delvin Cook, again, ankle, questionable for the game on Sunday at home against the Seahawks. Tell me why you like Seattle in this number so much.
Well, I was anti-Minnesota before the season. I felt the chemistry and this COVID business and who's getting the shot and Bubble Boy, Zimmer losing his mind. You have a coach on the hot seat. I thought it could go sideways. So, yes, the two losses have been close, and they should have won last week. But the Vikings now, and remember, they will lose in the most painful way possible with this tortured fan base, never won a big game, and they also will rip your heart out. And they blow that game last week. They're now 0-2, and they're staring at 0-4 in the face. Because I think they will lose Sunday, and then they have Cleveland coming to town. Wilson is 7-0 against them. I also give Seattle a huge special teams edge. Myers has made 36 field goals in a row, and now you can't trust your kicker. Zimmer said, well, I'll give him a break. It happens. Well, also, you want to get closer. Don't assume a 37-yard field goal is a gimme. And what also concerned me was the Vikings had no problems going up and down the field for much of that game against Arizona. But that is 21-7 in a hurry, and that disappeared in a hurry. They even got a pick six in that game. That defense is overrated.
Yeah.
And I don't want to hear about, oh, this guy's back. And that defense stinks right now. And I think Wilson's going to have a field day. And I think they did a little bit. It was a strange game. But they harassed Tannehill. I think they're going to put pressure on Bubble Boy and force some turnovers. And I think Seattle wins.
Let me run the scenario by you in the NFC North. Packers struggle at the 49ers. Lose the game. Don't look good doing so. They're 1-2. Justin Fields comes out. Looks pretty damn impressive. Bears upset the Browns. Bears to win the NFC North?
No, I can't get there. No.
It looks like the real deal.
I mean, a lot would
total,
have
to. Total
a
game changer have, for this team in the offense?
A lot would have to go wrong for Green Bay. But they're still a big favorite to win the division.
No, I know. No, yes, I get that.
No, I can't get there. No.
Is if any team would beat Green Bay, could it be Chicago and not Minnesota?
No.
It would be Minnesota in that division?
No.
No to both teams.
No. If the pick one, it'd be Minnesota.
It would be.
Right. But I don't see anyone catching Green Bay, even the issues that they have, or people think they have because of the Rodgers business.
Follow the money.
Which is overblown.
VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Win some, lose some. An upset alert in college football coming up next.
Night?
Can't call it a bad beat. Definitely lose some.
Good night? How does it make you feel?
I absolutely hate them. I absolutely hate them.
Follow the Money Looks Back so we can learn for today.
Everything's an adventure.
In Win Some, Lose Some. Let the education commence.
All right, here we go. A lot of win some. Darnold to score the first touchdown, 24-1 at Bet Rivers, and two rushing touchdowns as high as 100-1. How about that? Missed extra point cashes again. Yes, plus 260. Panthers to score first at yes, minus 170. Panthers to score first and win the game at Bet Rivers. Yes, minus 110. And we didn't have a score in the first 6.5 minutes as well. That got there. Sacks went over. No problem. Got there in the first half. Moore goes over in the first quarter. Cooks went over for the game as well. Be a part of the team. Subscribe for our podcast and radio audience. I know our podcast audience is huge. Get up there to VSiN.com. Check out the videos and the stuff that we're talking about. This tweet was sent in. Oh, back to the scene of the crime where they got OJ. Palace Station. Sequential Royale with cheese. That's only $1.25 bet. Max credit. Max bet. And you got to line it up in order. Sequential. He needs the 10. Bam! Comes in for $12,500. Oh, what a feeling that would be. I mean, it's hard enough just to hit a Royal. You've hit one in your life, two. Yeah. Imagine you got to get a sequential goal.
Well, it's hard enough finding that machine.
Well, that's right.
It's not everywhere.
Right. And there are a lot of places that have the 10 cent, quarter, dollar, and $2 sequential. And those are some big boys. Hey, let's go to Costco. Now, I like Sam's Club. Costco. Look at the greeter at Costco. Hey, guys. Thanks for coming. Okay. We'll see you later. He waves to people coming in, and he waves to people who are leaving. Hey, guys. Look at him just hanging out.
We have a little bit of
he's tied. Get the guy the vest. Cough up the 150. Get him the vest so he could bring him in. Huh? Emotional support. Look at him just hanging out. He's tied to the little. I don't know what that is.
We have a little bit of its magic.
It's a leash.
In all of us.
Yeah, he's tied to something.
Tied down.
Right. He just comes in. He's waving to everybody. Hey, how you doing? High five. Look at that. It goes on and on and on. Look at the dog here with the volleyball. There must be 15 headers here. Doesn't miss a beat right back at the guy, and then the guy actually misses at the end. But look at how many times the dog is on it, putting the soccer ball right back at him. That is awesome. Very good. And you got to stick through the whole thing of this one. I gave up on this video thanks to the guys who sent this in. Follow the Money Army. The dog wants to go for a ride on the dirt bike, and he hops right up, and the guy's like, okay, I just thought they were just going for a regular spin, no big deal. I'll take it slow. got the dog in his lap and he's doing... I don't condone that. That's not good at all. That's where the sound effects work right there. No good at all. Several bad beats. Panthers first half. That was vicious. Fourth and one, they get stuffed. And then the only time Houston did anything on offense, they go down the field. Rockies and under. Well, our 14-0-1 trend on Freeland. Vicious beat. 5-4, top of the ninth, two outs, nobody on. Dodgers tie it and then win 7-5. So Rockies plus 230. Rockies and under becomes Dodgers and over. Brewers $1.15, led 5-1 in the seventh and lost. Braves minus $2, led 4-1 in the seventh. They got beat by the Diamondbacks. That cannot happen with a week left. And they're only two up now. And the White Sox Indians game two under 6.5. 1-0 in the sixth. Cleveland wins after the celebration clinch angle, which happened 5-3 with Cleveland. A bunch of lose some sent in also. Let's go to St. Louis. This is unfortunate and unacceptable. I mean, it's got to be 90 degrees there with humidity. They got the Christmas lights up. Yeah. Christmas lights in September. And let's go up the street on the strip. No shoes in Aria. Gal running through the casino barefoot. And if you zoom in, you can see it. How dirty are those feet? Of course it's going to happen. When did this start? A couple years ago? Let me just walk around barefoot, no matter where I am. Sportsbook, take the shoes off. Airplane.
The airplane. Three, four years ago.
I forgot to tell you. I met this guy from Nesson yesterday. What was his name? A viewer said hello yesterday. He sent the video in. The guy's out to eat. Shoes right off. Took a picture of the person, put him on Front Street. And this was bad news here. Derek Stevens tweeted it out. The statue at the D. Broken. Look at the kids dancing. They jump up there, and the gal knocks it over.
It's like 2:45 in the morning.
Look at this.
A good time.
Yeah. She gets up there to dance with the statue and then breaks it. Incredible. I hope they catch it. Unbelievable.
Oh, there's like 12 people.
Yeah. And they run right off. Derek was on the news. He tweeted it out. It's been all over the local news here this morning with the statue broken.
Yep.
Outside of the D. There it is. Win some, lose some. Presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. 100% first deposit match bonus. Code 250MATCH. Learn more at BetRivers.com. 250MATCH.
Hey, a couple of tweets and, an email as well. This is from, and we're on Twitter, at VSIN Live, at Mitch Moss Radio, at Pauly Howard. This is from Real Matt in Indy. We played you that soundbite from Vic Fangio a little bit earlier when Urban Meyer told him after the game last week, well, boy, everybody's like Alabama here.
Yeah.
Matt Indy says, I think Urban was expecting to play an NFL version of UMass once in a while. What he fails to understand is that his team is UMass.
Ooh.
Good tweet.
Ooh, I like it.
And a good email from Mike. How about this for a prop? Cost of a beer at the game versus points scored by the Jets. Mike in Clearwater.
That's good.
I like that a lot.
They're going to have issues on offense. It was Chuck in Boston who watches every day on Nesson with everyone taking their shoes off. Trends, NFL, Raiders 14-4 to the over. Last seven head-to-head against Miami have gone over. Minnesota 9-1 to the over off a loss. Teddy Bridgewater now 37-14 career ATS. Giants 13-4 and 1 under run. New Orleans 29-12 ATS on the road going back. Tannehill 13-4 overrun, 22-5-1 since becoming the starter in Tennessee. 11-2 on the road. Last 4 years, Baltimore 21-9-1 ATS on the road. Number one, that's a favorite road favorite, number one in the league. Washington 1-11 ATS going back with 6 days of rest or more. And plus that angle, the teams that are starting 0-2 ATS, which is way up. This is high as, what, 68% going back the last few years?
Well, that angle
in week three.
Yes. 0-2 straight up. Actually, they're 0-2 straight up. The following week, 28-12 ATS against teams that are 1-1.
Okay.
So 16 games over 500 since 2010.
And there's an 0-2 ATS angle.
Let's see.
Which would be KC, Jacksonville, Atlanta, the Jets, and Washington.
That's another one, yes, yes.
That's been
and also, since the 1970 merger, home dogs of 7-plus points are 91-59-4 ATS in September. It's a 607 winning percentage. Over the last 25 years, they're 37-21 ATS. Jacksonville, Houston, Detroit qualify. In the last 15 years, the under is 51-32-2 in those games with a total of 55 or higher. That's from Mac Nova on Twitter.
Okay.
Good angle there.
I love Fridays. There's so much to get to. We can't get it all in, even with a 3-hour show. Upset alert? What do you think?
Well, see, I have, and I know Brad Powers was on earlier. He loves Wisconsin. I have the Badgers on upset alert.
So do I.
I think they can lose this game outright.
I don't think they're good.
Neither do I.
I think
the quarterback stinks.
I absolutely think there's a huge quarterback edge to Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. I do. And a coaching edge. Not a fan of Crist.
That's for sure.
I am not a fan of Crist at all. I have A&M on upset alert. I don't think they're good. I think they're overrated, and I think the quarterback issues are going to get them. Well, it's unfortunate you have to go to a backup quarterback, but that was alarming. That looks worse by the day. 10-7 against Colorado, who got flogged at home by Minnesota.
Well, can I give you a little background on this history here between these two teams? Since 2012, that's when the Aggies rejoined Arkansas in the SEC West. It's been all Texas A&M. They're 9-0 against them straight up. Three of the games, 2014, 2015, 2017, all went to overtime. In 2014, Arkansas blew a 14-point fourth quarter lead. 2015, they lost an 8-point lead with 3 minutes left. 2017, the Aggies won 50-43 after Kirk, now with Arizona, scored his third touchdown of the game in overtime. And the Aggies picked off Austin Allen to end the game. And all five of the past seven showdowns were decided by a single score. So they're winning these games straight up. And this is another thing from Brad Powers. He said, you know, a lot of times A&M, they're laying monster numbers. Not so much this time around. That's why he likes Texas A&M.
Right, right. And they beat K-State also in New Mexico last
week. Is it crazy to put Clemson on upset alert?
No. Not because of the offensive issues. No way.
Maybe this is the week the offense actually looks much better. What about UCLA at Stanford? Bruins an upset alert at all?
Well,
after losing last...
Shaw's turned it around.
A bye week and then a loss at home as 11-point favorites. Yeah. But Fresno was good.
I absolutely agree with Brad Powers on Oklahoma State. That win by K-State blowing out Stanford looks better now.
Well,
and Klieman can coach, and Oklahoma State's a phony 3-0.
I think he's the real deal. That guy should be getting the pub, not Matt Campbell, in that conference. It should be Klieman.
Speaking of Campbell, they're only 7 against Baylor. Could Baylor beat Iowa State?
Well, if that's a bad loss, if so, because remember, a lot of people like Baylor's win total under. What was it, 5.5 this year?
Mm-hmm.
Or 6? Thought Baylor, they were going to stink.
We were very good at this a couple years ago. Like Kenny White said, we're going to have plenty of upsets this year. And that it's wide open. BetRivers, the industry leader when it comes to online sports betting. BetRivers has covered, as you covered for the NFL season, same game parlays, bringing back their reduce the juice promotion on game days and the $1 million beat the spread challenge. Thousands of dollars given away each week. Download the app or go to BetRivers.com to bet. Colorado, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Virginia, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Play SugarHouse.com in Jersey. Must be 21.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
What do you want from your book? Great odds, personalized promotions, same game parlays you can boost with even bigger payouts. How about a faster app with easier withdrawals and complete security? Live your bet life with PointsBet. Great odds, bigger payouts, fast, reliable book. Download the app now. The code is VSIN2K. Get your first bet risk-free up to $2,000. VSIN2K. Must be 21. Terms and conditions apply. It's time for Sausalito Steve. We got a lot to get to coming up. Check out the podcast All the Time with Felica. It's a great listen. You'll love it. And he's on with Van Pelt as well with Bad Beats and everything they do on SportsCenter. First things first, we got some – I'm with you guys. This Michigan State-Nebraska line stinks.
Oh, brutal. Welcome in, boys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Friday? Fun Friday. Let's get after it. I can't believe the Michigan State deal. I've talked to people that have called their games. I get it. They're really, really improved. But how good is Miami? How good is Northwestern?
Mm-hmm.
And listen, Tucker's done a great job going in there, overhauling the program with the transfer portal. I get it. They're 3-0. But if they're 3-0, they should be giving way more points to a team that lost to Illinois and battled down in Oklahoma last week. And that's what I take away from this. I get a little something out of Nebraska. You know, Martinez's only turnover since that week one loss against Illinois was that unbelievable interception last week at Oklahoma. So I think Cross has instilled the ball security thing down there. I'd still like to see them be able to run the ball better. But I think Oklahoma's defense is better than people think. And they've been fortunate. I think they've come up in big spots for them against Tulane and against Nebraska.
Yeah.
So I think, they went down to Norman last week and competed. and obviously covered the number. I think Nebraska has the goods to stay within that four or five, whatever it is down there now. Yeah. So, yeah, I think it stinks. I think it should be a touchdown, but we'll take the four or five.
That's a fair point. Northwestern could lose nine games in Miami. The wheels could come off as well. That's a fair point there, too. How about a couple games tonight? Your thoughts on the Liberty game, and do you have the stomach to take 30 with UNLV?
That UNLV thing. I stayed up and watched some of that. That was not good to see and didn't give me any hope moving forward with the old running Rebels. So I'll stay away from there. With Syracuse, though, I think they're another team. You know, Babers is on the hot seat. Obviously, they had a bad year last year. Everybody did in different dealings with COVID and stuff like that. But I think Syracuse combination of defense, you know, their losses to Rutgers, they could have won that game very easily. They lost 17-7. But I see improvement on the defensive side. And then they've been able to really, really run the ball. Their running back has over 360 yards, six touchdowns. So that combination of running the ball, keeping the ball away from Malik Willis, and then the defense to try and frustrate them, you know, keep everybody in front of you, don't give up the big play. Should be a good crowd for a Friday night in the Carrier Dome. I'll take my shot at the home dog there with the Cuse.
All right. Nick Saban is not great at covering these really gigantic numbers, Steve. Lane 45 against Southern Miss, but you like him to cover this game. Are you also, I'm looking at the first half number right now. They're 29 in the first half.
Oh.
So if you like him for the game, do you also like him for the first half?
Yeah, I mean, we were even throwing around Daily Wager yesterday, first quarter. I think it's 13 and a half. They do an unbelievable job in these games of just setting the tone early, getting their starters in, you know, probably getting to 40 at halftime. So I could take my shot with all three of those. I just think they really had a great teaching moment last week. You know, the defense is supposed to be something they can rely on. They got sloppy with assignments, guys running into each other. I can't imagine how informative Nick Saban was in the film session with that defense. Southern Miss got a backup quarterback. I mean, they're going to be as boring as you could get. They got two tight ends and a fullback. That doesn't work against Alabama. I don't think Southern Miss scores a touchdown. So that's why I would look at giving the 45. And plus, I think Saban now, seeing how valuable Bryce Young is, with these backups, they don't really have any experience. He's got to let them get in and get serious game reps. So we could see old school Bobby Bowden in Florida State days with the backup, you know, slinging it all around the second half. I'll take my chance and lay the 45, the big number with the Crimson Tide at home.
Follow the Money, Paulie and Mitch Vieson, Stanford Steve from ESPN. Check out his podcast every week. How about Stanford here? I mean, now Shaw's turned it around now after that loss against Kansas State and UCLA coming off the tough loss at the last second against Fresno at home.
Yeah, that Fresno State-UCLA game was absolutely incredible. One of the best non-conference September games I can remember in, say, like a decade or so. It was that good. And I thought the world of Fresno State, but I thought the world of UCLA coming back, man. They were down 23-10 at halftime. Bat all the way back, take the lead. Obviously, everybody knows, and Hayner goes down the field and scores. But I do believe in UCLA. I see that improvement. I look at what they have up front. I think they're better than Stanford on both sides of the ball on the line of scrimmage. And with Stanford, you got a bunch of injuries out, the running backs out, their top receivers out, their top returners out. And they're a lot better, but I think it's more of the product of who they played. You know, USC laid down after they went up early in that game. And Vanderbilt is just Vanderbilt. They're not an SEC quality team. And I also think about UCLA having a brutal taste in their mouth after that loss to Stanford last year, guys. UCLA was up 14 with under 5 minutes to play in that game and ended up losing in double OT. I like my chances there. It's Stanford's first home game in about a year and a half. It doesn't mean a thing. It's going to be a UCLA home game.
Right.
So I lay the points with UCLA.
Let's follow the money on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network. Stanford Steve is our guest. Okay, so Oklahoma State opened up 9 here at Circa against K-State. It's down to 6. We had a guest on earlier in the show today, Steve, Brad Powers. He actually likes K-State. You're on the other side?
Yeah, I had Boise State in that brutal beat last week with the fumble return that would have given us the cover in the fourth quarter late. But actually, you know, Oklahoma State was really, you know, unimpressive to me against Missouri State. And I know Sanders didn't play. And then they weren't good against Tulsa. But then you look at Tulsa, went and competed at Columbus last week. But to me, Kansas State's a team who I was on earlier in the year with their season win total 5.5 on the over. and they needed to go 3-0, and they did. I wasn't really blown away with Nevada last week, and Kansas State still went out to quarterback Thompson. So they got to go on the road with Will Howard. He's not a good thrower. I expect a tough environment in Stillwater. I love the way Oklahoma State could run the ball. So I think Oklahoma State has the goods to cover that number at home.
One more. A lot of people on this network like San Antonio over the win total, and it looks like they're going to get there. Mm-hmm. Memphis off the big win against Miss State, controversy, an apology from the about what happened with the blown call. But what do you think now, Memphis? It's only 3 against San Antonio.
I think San Antonio's the better team, guys. I really do. Say what you want about going to the Big Ten and winning at Illinois. It's still winning the Big Ten. And Memphis, go back and look at that win. Not only the punt return, I mean, obviously that was the difference in the game, but Mississippi State held Memphis to 2-12 on third down and only like 80 rushing yards. I think San Antonio's a legit team. They should be ranked if they win this game. I like the Roadrunners on the road. Memphis has won 17 in a row in the Liberty Bowl. I think that ends, and I would look at the Roadrunners on the money line also.
Over, under, 2.5 teams go undefeated in the regular season. Over or under?
Oof. I'll go over.
You will? Okay. Yep.
Who's the third best unbeaten team in college football? Oklahoma, Oregon, Iowa, Penn State. Texas
Oregon,
A&M?
Oregon.
Oregon is.
Oregon. Yeah.
Do you think they run the table in the Pac-12?
I think UCLA could cause them problems. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, looking at Utah now, they're not the same.
Yeah, right?
That schedule looks a lot brutal. UCLA's got the tough schedule. That's why that Fresno State game is tough. They got the toughest, I think, Pac-12 schedule, UCLA. But, yeah, I think Oregon has the goods to run the table in the Pac-12. I really do. The North is not what we thought it was at all before the year.
Do you save room for dessert?
I'm not really a dessert guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good answer.
Also, you have it figured out, too. I give you a lot of credit. You're coming out here soon. There's a lot going on. You sometimes just want to relax, get the free drinks. Pigou is the way to go because you push a lot. Hey. It takes a long time to deal. It's a big table. There's two hands each player. A lot of pushes, free drinks, just relax. Blackjack, especially here at Circuit, there's so much going on. Dancing dealers, side bets. All my, you got to figure it out, kid. Excellent job.
Thank you very much. Tell Mikey Palm to get those Pigou tables ready to roll.
Well, they'll have them heated up for you, no question. Last thing, who should be the coach at USC?
Oof. You got to go recruiter, right?
Yeah, for sure.
You got to get a recruiter. I know he's 3-0 with the Panthers. That's who I would call. Mm. I call Matt Rhule.
Matt Rhule. Wow. First time I've heard that name.
That's where I would look. I think the world of the guy, and just to see if he wants that to come back to college, that would be my guy.
Damn. Good talking to you again, man.
Good job.
Thanks for the time.
You guys are great. Keep doing your thing. Miss you.
We'll see you soon.
Reese Davis said that. He says you make him say no. Reese Davis.
Did he say Matt Rhule?
He said you make Matt Rhule say no.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. It makes some sense. He's really good. He's really young.
That'd have to be a lot of money.
Well, it's USC. I think they can come up with it.
I know, but that's that lunatic who owns Carolina has got how much money?
Up next, what we're betting today and this weekend with In Pocket Plays here on Follow the Money.
Games are a burial, a blowout, a human lock. You can bet your children's, unborn children's children on these games!
I was so good that whenever I bet, I could change the odds for every bookmaker in the country.
In Pocket, brought to you by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials posted afternoon Eastern at BetRivers.com. Been a good week in Major League Baseball. Been a good year in Major League Baseball. Could be epic with some of the futures that we're holding on with some tickets in pocket.
Historic. Historic.
Could be.
How about this big move on Soto, MVP?
Down to +450 now. Bryce Harper had a chance like this week or over the last couple of weeks to run away with this thing. Didn't do it. He's getting walked so often.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have many opportunities, and everybody's pitching to Soto, and he's cranking, you know, two home runs out like last night.
Yeah, check out Buster Olney's tweet about Soto since August. He's hitting 400.
We had a mutual friend last night who told me, and I respect his opinion. He said Tatis has no chance to win now.
Oh.
I don't know. Maybe he's right. I don't know. But this is it's getting very interesting.
Big move.
Anyway,
big move on.
Cardinals plus 110. Never a sweat yesterday. Had it wrapped up the entire time.
Never in doubt.
That was a winner.
That's 12 in a row. And we got the doubleheader in Wrigley today. And Indy Jeff will be 5 miles away on a rooftop, trying somehow to watch the game. I don't know how that works,
yep.
But that this is something, man. 12 in a row, down 5-1 in the seventh, no problem. I like him today again. It's Happ against Steele. I really like him in game two. It's Flaherty against Davies.
You know what comes to mind right now? The Cardinals, with some huge tickets not that long ago to win the NL and the World Series, much like the St. Louis Blues a couple years ago.
Ah, interesting.
When they came back, they were the worst team in hockey, called up Bennington, and they won the Stanley Cup, and they were, what was it, like 400-1? Or some crazy numbers like that. College football, bet this earlier in the week. I bet it again, so plus 6 and plus 6.5. I haven't dabbled yet on Notre Dame money line. I may today or tomorrow before the game kicks off. In the NFL, Chargers plus 7 against the Chiefs. Hit that key number. I like it. 6-point teaser in the NFL. Arizona down to 1, 1.5. Minnesota up to 7.5 or 8, where you can find those numbers. It's got to be the same, you know. You can find 7.5. Yeah. I'm totally good at that, which you can. College football, one more bet here. Colorado State plus 23 at Iowa. Low total in the game, mid-40s. Colorado State plus 23. I like that. And then this is a look ahead to next week, and you can find this right now. Panthers, Cowboys.
Really?
McCaffrey injured.
That's still up.
It's available right now.
The total is way too high.
50.5. I like that a lot.
Good
I
catch.
Like the under that number a lot on the under next week, week four, Panthers, Cowboys.
Okay.
And that's it, I think, for me.
All right. Mariners, plus money, winner. Giants, the Padres finally got me. Damn. Cardinals, plus money, winner. McCaffrey, over, combined rushing and receiving yards. Eh, you saw the hammy. That's a bad beat. That one was tough. Okay, but we got a couple plus in the... Was that Webb yesterday? Or was that 2 days ago?
I can't remember.
Was it yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing.
No, he didn't. They got to him right away.
God. Okay. Well, 6-point tees. Cleveland and Kansas City. I don't think Mahomes is going to lose twice, and just typical Chargers, they would lose a close game. Raiders, Dolphins under 44. And we're back, baby. We're back. No defensive or special teams touchdown parlay. The Chiefs game, and then the Tampa game. And Seahawks money line. Wilson 7-0 against the Vikings. And we haven't forgot about you, Boston. We got the Patriots. We love the Patriots. But also this huge series that starts tonight. I like the Yankees. And I'll tell you why coming up.
So do I.
I'm going to go with the Yankees tonight. That's what I'm going with. Okay. Will you place your football bets this week? Try out the new same-game parlays at Bet River Sportsbook. Mix, match, multiply your payouts, player prop combos, traditional game lines. Easy and fun. Give it a go this week. Or if golf is more your speed, 20% profit boost every day of the Ryder Cup. Log in, bet and win, Bet Rivers. Download the app today or go to BetRivers.com. All the Red Sox need is one game here. Just one. I like the angle that they know that. I'll tell you why. Cole is coming off a horrible performance. Thank you. I'm over here. Off a horrible performance. I think he bounces back. And because all they have to do with a two-game lead over the Yankees is get one. Because the Yankees close with Toronto and Tampa, the Red Sox get the Orioles and Nats.
Mm.
And the Red Sox are hot. They've won 7 in a row.
Yes, they are.
But I'm going with the Yankees today. I think Cole bounces back. And Boston's been great, especially on offense. They're good, you know, poor form by the Yankees, too, with what they're doing.
But I like the Yankees as well.
I will take the Yankees here in this spot.
And now suddenly this is a bad stretch for the Blue Jays.
Oh, it's a bad loss.
Here we go again.
Doors open.
Pounded last night by the Twins.
They're a game back now.
And so this is why, right?
Don't look now. Seattle's only two back.
No, I know. They've been lingering. That's a huge sweep against Oakland. But with the Blue Jays now, this is the team that you traded with around the deadline to get the starter today, Jose Berríos, right? I can't trust him in big games. this absolutely qualifies for. He's been, you know, he's been kind of hit and miss, but he's been better than, you know, mostly better than he's been bad in some spots. But I can't trust Berríos today, Paul. I can't
Why
watch
not?
Him go out today, and it's going to be, they'll get three runs off of him in the first, and it's like, here we go again.
Well, who gets the edge here? The Twins, because they know him, or does he know the Twins hitters?
I don't think it's really either one, to be honest.
Hit the ball, Toronto. Come on. Two runs last night?
Yes.
Two runs? Yeah, come on. The other one, and thanks to a viewer who pointed this out on email, they're making up a suspended game in San Diego tonight before the, I don't know who the Padres are throwing, last check. But it's 5-4 it's 5-4 Padres. The Braves are the home team in the bottom of the fifth. So that's sneaky if they still have division props up, because the Phillies are still finishing with the Pirates.
Yep.
This could be a double loss tonight. There's a game before, and they're losing in the fifth inning of a doubleheader. Then they play the other game. But that is a horrible loss last night by Atlanta to Arizona. 4-1 in the seventh. You can't lose that game. They have 104 losses.
Up by two games now in the Phillies. And by the way, again, that's another guy. You can't trust Aaron Nola at all. He's not a big game. He's not a big game pitcher.
It's 5-0 early.
He's getting destroyed. Thank goodness the offense actually saved his bacon.
I told you they cover the run line.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But now, by the way, every game is big for all these teams moving forward. The National League West and where we're sitting today because of what happened. Dodgers dead to rights yesterday. Down by a run in the ninth. Nobody on, two outs. They come back and win the game in extras.
They took out our buddy Tony.
And that was
that under.
And that Giants-Padres game was back and forth the whole way. Giants then eventually lost.
Right.
The lead's down to one. Down to one. And there are several huge tickets out there on the Giants to win that division like 85-1 before the season started.
This is juicy.
I mean, people along the way were betting them at 22-1, 25-1, down to, 15, 12, 13, 10, whatever. So there's a lot of tickets, and I'm sure people have been hedging ever since, but...
Boy, the Cardinals should take out the Cubs. They're so hot. I don't care who they're throwing. Happened game one, but this is... The Cubs have lost... The Cubs are 8-20, last 28 at home. St. Louis is 11-2, last 13 against teams under 500. That'd be fun, though.
Yeah.
We should have day baseball this late in the season.
Every day we should.
We got four football games tonight.
Well, and here's
Seeing the price on the Dodgers? They're going to sweep Arizona.
Well, knock on wood. I hope you're right.
Then we'll get to 101 wins.
But how big does that change the tickets that are out there on the Cardinals as well? That when you talked about this, when people were betting this, 12-1, 10-1, 7-1 to win the wild card. Again, if that's Wainwright versus Scherzer, Dodgers are going to be a big favorite. If that's Wainwright versus Gausman?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Right. Scherzer gets a pass. It was Coors Field. It was humid. He finally gave up some runs.
Yeah, oh, by the way, that number dropped yesterday, too, because I think Burns is now down to plus 115 to win that award.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Coors Field.
What has Burns done to lose it?
Max has been the man.
So has Burns.
He struggled against.
He just had a no-hitter two games ago.
No, he struggled against the Cubs last time.
He gave
up
three runs, struck out 11.
Well, okay.
That's a struggle.
What's three earned at Coors is a struggle?
He gave up five earned. Try again.
Well, whatever. Fine, three.
That's big.
Oh, stop. Two runs.
You're going to knock Burns for three runs,
Paul. He had an ERA under one in a 37-inning scoreless streak.
I'm telling you, you're right.
I'm surprised at the move.
Scherzer's down to minus 165. Burns can win this thing. But I don't know how often they're going to pitch the guy going forward. And Scherzer's going to have to go every game because of, trying to win this division.
Right. Yeah.
Robbie Ray's now minus 190. And again, that move on the National League MVP. Harper minus 220 is baffling to me. And I got him on a huge ticket. I got Tatis is plus 240. Juan Soto's down to plus 440, plus 450 this morning.
He will pitch against the Padres next. And then I don't know if he'll pitch against the Brewers.
That's Burns?
No, that is Scherzer.
Scherzer.
These awards are great. These awards are awesome.
Yep.
Come on, Perez!
Like a nice weekend out of him. Give us a couple of home runs by Monday morning, please. VSiN has programming like this all day long, every single day, including this weekend. You can check out the Green Zone on Sundays as Dave Ross and Wes Reynolds react to all of the NFL action as it unfolds with correspondents from all around the country. It's the Green Zone Sunday from 1 until 8 p.m. Eastern right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Go to VSiN.com to learn more about what we do and where you can watch
Get up on the poll, too. People have my back on the cheesecake for breakfast. They said, don't run up the score, company. Don't run it up.
You're losing the vote.
Get that.
It's like 65%. Yeah, you're a lunatic.
Breakfast. You're a Twix, Kit Kat. You ready, buddy? On me. No?
Oh, God.
Good luck out there.
God help us.
Be safe.